Exhibiting all the signs we've talked about in the previous episodes, the Rambam then concludes, a person who does that, hareze becheskas shehu Mashiach, we could safely assume that he's the Mashiach, but we do not know for certainty. However, im asav yitzliach, if he goes ahead and succeeds, and in some of the handwritten versions of the Rambam's manuscripts it says, and he was victorious over all the nations that surround us, ubona migdash bimkoimai, and he builds the Beis HaMikdash in its rightful place. Now the Rambam seems to say that Mashiach will be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. This is problematic. We have a Gemara in Masechet Sukkah on page 41a. Near the bottom of the page, the Gemara discusses what will happen when Mashiach comes and we have to bring certain offerings. And there seems to be a discrepancy between the reality of the Beis HaMikdash being built during the day only, or even at night, and the possibility of certain offerings being brought the next morning. Rashi reconciles this by telling us, Migdash ha'asid, but the future temple, sha'anu mitzapim, which we await, bono yumeshuchlol, it'll come fully built and completed. V'hu yigala v'yove mishamayim. It'll simply be revealed, materializing from heaven in a miraculous way. The commentary of the Tosfos on the bottom of the same page emphasizes that when it comes to building the Mishkan, it says, "Ubayoyim hakim esam Mishkan, bayom akimin velo balayla." You must establish it during the day. It cannot be built at night. How then would we reconcile the seemingly intractable problem this Gemara presents? The Tosfos says, here we must lean on the words of Rashi. That's because in the future, the Beis HaMikdash will not be built by mortal hands. Conversely, however, we have a clear Gemara in Yerushalmi, in Masechet Megillah. There, in Halacha Yud Aleph, of the first chapter, we hear about a pasuk. The pasuk is based, or comes from Shir HaShirim. It talks about a well of living waters, flowing streams from Lebanon. In the 16th verse it says, Uri Tzafon, awake, O north, uvoi Teman, and come to the south. And then it goes on to speak about the garden and the spice that'll flow forthwith. This figure of speech, according to the Gemara, symbolizes the ingathering of the exiles who will come from the north. As the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says, L'chishi yis'oiru ha'golius, when the exiles will awaken, Shehein nesunas batzofen, who are placed in the north, the Korban Ha'edah says, Al golus bavel nemer. This refers to the golus of Bavel. And they will come, v'yavoyu v'yivnu Beis HaMikdash. They will come then, Israelites will gather and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam seems to be speaking about the Yerushalmi. However, Rashi and Tosfos seem to say clearly that the Beis HaMikdash will come from heaven. The Rebbe suggests that the answer to this problem could be found in Masechet Sanhedrin. Over there, on page 98a, the Gemara seems to struggle with a number of conflicting descriptions of the coming of Mashiach. One of them is even in the same verse. In the 60th chapter of Yeshayo, the prophet Isaiah says that Mashiach will come be'ita achishana, in its time, hastily. And the Gemara says, Zachu, if the Jewish people merit, then he comes hastily. Loi Zachu, if we don't merit, Mashiach will come slowly. The Gemara goes on to talk about the possibility of Mashiach coming in a heavenly manner, Aruah Manan Ishmaya, or Mashiach coming riding a donkey, which is a very slow method of transportation. And the Gemara once again emphasizes that depends if we merit or not. The Rebbe suggests that Rambam is a book of halacha. Technically, in a halachic sense, we may in the end be obligated to build a Beis HaMikdash. Of course, Mashiach will lead that effort. However, our hope and our prayer is that Mashiach comes in an accelerated fashion and the Beis HaMikdash will indeed arrive min ha-shamayim, boni u'meshuchlol, completed and ready for the avodah, for the service. May it happen speedily and in our days. Amen.